Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today on Daily Pop, the knives are out on The Real Housewives and things are getting messy. And is sex the answer to your problems? Mm-hmm. We're discussing that. I'm here with Morgan Stewart McGraw, everybody, and Lonnie Love.
Oh, that was a slow start.
Do you like that?
Do I like what?
Morgan Stewart McGraw?
Oh,
or do you want to
no,
keep...
No, I feel like Morgan Stewart McGraw is kind of the name now. Don't you feel?
Yes.
Oh, look, see, Lonnie jumped in
yes.
there.
Yes.
It's good.
I think it works. It flows. Like, if it didn't flow as well, I'd probably, like, veto it, but I think it works.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I like it. I like the syllables.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It works.
Morgan Stewart McGraw.
Just sounds rich.
I could drop the Stewart, but then I'm not ready yet.
No, not yet.
Legally, I dropped it.
Yeah, but keep it here.
Yeah.
Keep it here.
Exactly.
Well, you guys, I'm happy we figured that out over here, but someone needs to help someone figure it out in Beverly Hills because, woo! Y'all, it got all kinds of crazy last night when Dorit called out Garcelle for bullying. Mm. I'm just going to let y'all see for yourself.
I love these clips.
I feel like the last couple of months, you've been making a lot of jabs at me.
Have I?
What is going on? It's like a bully.
Oh, stop.
And I'm not someone to be
stop
bullied.
Stop it right now. I am not bullying you. I don't bully anybody.
Now that I'm on the receiving end, I start to think, gee, she had a problem with Kyle. And then what you did in Palm Springs.
F*** you with that. You know exactly what happened
I
in
don't
Palm
actually
Springs.
Know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. F*** you for bringing that up. F*** you.
Are you going? Is that the easy way, or do you want to talk it out? We can end the conversation. I certainly don't want to be accused of, you know, belaboring a point.
Really?
Really. And I certainly don't want jabs. And then told months later, it's because you belabored a point.
I will say it to your face moving forward.
It just feels really shitty.
Okay. Heard you.
This is why I called you last night.
Because I don't get this till 9, and you know, to avoid the eye twitch, I have to go to sleep, so I don't see it until Thursday.
Well, you know, Lonnie and I both have DirecTV, so we
how
have the rich.
How do I have DirecTV?
We got the rich people.
You get
feed,
to get it.
Can you get it at 6?
Husband, fix it. Why do I have the 9? What is
Jordan
going on? I literally bought the whole season in New York yesterday, even though I've seen the episodes, because I couldn't figure out how to buy the episode. And the Bravo app is garbage, so I don't know. Blanks out my TV. The stress I deal with is why my eye is twitching.
So you are right about that. Because sometimes when you do on demand, it'll just blank it out and you
out
can't see it.
I have to reset.
Right.
Imagine me going behind my TV, unplugging and replugging. It's a mess.
But Morgan, he called me because I was out having dinner, and then he called me, "You got to see the episode." I said,
"It was like this. It was like this. It was like this. It was like this." Hello?
Wait,
hello?
Hello?
I was like, hello? Lonnie, did you see the episode?
No!
Girl, Garcelle got body on live TV,
no, my girl didn't!
She got her ass in this.
I'm gonna call
her.
You back!
Hold on, let me dream with Morgan in.
Wait. Did she? I
drove home.
Okay,
don't spoil everything.
Let me break this down for you.
Let me know what happened.
Let me break this down for you.
Dorit really was so excited. She's like, it's my chance to get renewed.
But yes. Yes.
She's like, it's my time to give a little drama.
It's my time to give a little drama. But what I like about Dorit, and take out the bullying of it all, because I feel like people throw out the B word and it's not a real thing. So
antagonizing.
It's antagonizing.
Right.
And I think that she threw it out just to light a fire under Garcelle's ass. But I will tell you, Garcelle showed her horns and Dorit didn't back down, honey. She was like, look, with that red sheet like a matador, she was come through.
The only time that I really felt like it wasn't cool is when Dorit was trying to, we spoke about this the other day, was trying to basically confront Erica in a toned down way, because this is her friend, over the dinner table that they had at Kyle's when Kyle made Christmas dinner. And Garcelle interrupted or kept saying, well, that's not what you said last night. That's antagonizing.
Yes.
Like, let her try to get it out. It might not be the exact same verbiage she said to you the other night, but it's always going to be different when it's a group of girlfriends. So I do think Dorit did have a point to say to Garcelle, I feel like you're constantly coming at me. You got to chill. No?
Oh, no, for sure. For sure. But you got to come with the same energy. I know I said this yesterday. Like, if you're going to go hard
but
behind
her
back.
Called the meeting and she was butter. It's very different when you're sitting there and you love this person and you're sitting with a group of friends. And I don't think any of them necessarily talked on Erica. Dorit said she feels sick for the victims, which is fair.
Which is fine.
None of them said one negative thing about Erica.
You know what she did? She said the life that we knew about Erica is 100% different, but she said it in a way that was kind of a dig. That was the thing. She said diabolically different than what she was representing to us. That was the one thing I think Garcelle was hanging on to. And I think looking back at this, Erica is probably like, wow, so you thought I was a sham to you?
Well, I think that Erica probably thought her life was a sham too after realizing what happened,
right? Sure.
Because they've only been exposed to Erica in one way.
Yes.
Right.
And by the way,
not unfair to say.
In your defense and in Dorit's defense.
Now
you're on trial too. Anybody with blonde hair is on trial.
And Dorit's my twin, so.
This is the thing though. While that whole fight was going on, Kathy Hilton didn't even know that there was a fight happening.
If we didn't have Kathy Hilton.
She was over there doing her makeup. She was like, and they were like, you know it was a fight. She's like, what?
Kathy Hilton is is literally the most accidental icon. We can't live or breathe without her at this point.
No.
She is so, she doesn't give a
It could have been a gunfight. She's over here like this.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what I love about Kathy? I don't know if I've said this on the show. Ugh, we could talk about this all day. Kathy is the least, she is not an ounce, I mean, at least I don't get the sense, pretentious.
Yeah.
She is a nice person that genuinely like has lived a life of privilege, and she just is cool.
She's cool.
I don't think this is a real fight. I think this is for cameras. I just don't believe it because I know Garcelle myself, nicest woman. She's not a bully. So I think this is for cameras and it's good drama. So I'm here for the drama.
I think Garcelle really got pissed though. I don't know if
She did.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can tell when a black woman got on those sunglasses and be like.
And she did the head switch.
Wait, so what? How did it end?
You want to tell you?
Well, yeah.
You want it?
I'm going to watch it anyway, six
times. No, watch it. But it ended with, and this is so good, because Sutton piped in again.
Sutton's coming this season.
Sutton's coming, but Sutton messed up. Remember, we saw the first fight go down. This is how she messed up. She forgot what day it was because we remember the first fight they had was before Christmas.
Right.
This was after Kyle's birthday. So Erica had about a month to defrost. And when Sutton said something, Erica said, now you better sit your ass down before I come over there. And
I didn't like that.
And Sutton goes, ooh. Like she didn't know what to say.
What did Sutton say though in defense to cancel everything else? I have so many questions.
She just kept on talking about that reputation of hers that I don't know where she's talking about.
What is she going to a debutante ball, bitch?
I will have to say that Sutton to me is the person that's really standing up and saying what you did was wrong, Erica. While Erica has her friends, Lisa and all of them, that are not really calling it out. And so I think that's what you feel, that's what you see, and you'll probably see more of it as the season progresses.
Which is fine. If Sutton wants to say that, if she wants to feel like, look, I don't want it, but then the reputation thing is what I think throws everybody and then everybody holds on to that. I think she should just say, I'm not comfortable with these dealings and what's gone on and I don't want to be associated. But like the reputation, it's like you're not opening a wing at Cedars. Like, what are you talking?
And if you're not...
Not a whole wing at Cedars.
Barbara Streisand has one.
The rich knows.
No, I'm just saying, I drive by it every day. I gave birth there. I think you're right. I think Sutton is really the only one that's really speaking her mind. Mm-hmm. I think the other women are in a very difficult spot. This is their friend. They're dealing with all this shit
as it comes. I'm gonna tell you, if you my friend, I will call you out.
because that's how much I love you. I will have to call you out if I know that you did something wrong.
Well, call her out because she just did something wrong.
Do you think she did? Do you think that?
What?
Erica, I don't think
she just did something wrong.
What she do?
She knew that Barbra Streisand had a wing at Cedars, but she didn't know what Neapolitan ice cream was.
But you know what? I just had. And by the way, I know what it is now. It's the carton with the three flavors.
Yeah. Come on, tell her. What's the three flavors?
Strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Happy Black History Month.
So happy we finally got that out of her.
I have pistachio. I don't know what you want me to do.
Something else I'm waiting for is the new FX series, Impeachment: American Crime Story, about the world's most famous affair. Mm. Monica is a producer on the series and heavily involved in every aspect. And in a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Monica admits she needed a therapist to sit next to her while she watched each episode for approval.
Duh.
I gotta ask you guys, would you need the same thing?
What do you mean? I need one every week for nothing. Yes.
Yeah. For eye twitch.
Could you...
Knock on wood.
Could you imagine going through this, what she went through? I mean, look, we have to also think about the mental state that Monica Lewinsky was in for probably years of her life. The depression, the isolation, the way her family was probably treated. I mean, this has been the most public thing that has happened in the last 50 years. Like, it hasn't been topped, and I don't know if it's ever going to be.
No, and you have to remember, she didn't snitch.
No, she trusted that trip woman. It's always a third party.
She didn't snitch.
It's always a third party. That's why you can't tell people...
Well, why do you tell everybody everything?
Because I don't have anything to
lose. Yeah, she doesn't have anything to lose. This is the thing, too. She's rich.
I'm rich and Jason, it's different.
It's rich still. Rich is in the sentence. You're okay.
Says one rich to another rich.
By the way.
Says Mother Goose to Mother Hen.
Who said to me the other day, they were like, oh, I'm so glad you're still working here. And I was like... doesn't die overnight. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Why y'all didn't tell me my cord was showing?
Hold on. We're going to fix Lonnie's part in the commercial break.
Thank you, Nina.
We got to talk much more about Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
There's some people who are outraged that she gets to put her input, and we're only going to see it from her side. We'll discuss that as well.
What are you talking about?
We'll be right back. I'm going
to
tell you.
Are they telling us to wrap it? I'm not hearing.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Exactly.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Now, before the break, we were talking about the new FX series, Impeachment: American Crime Story. And Monica Lewinsky is a producer on the show, and she actually encouraged the team to make the scenes a little more racy. Like the time she flashed her thong at the president, she says, "I shouldn't get a pass because I'm a producer."
Ooh, go girl.
By the way, I have a lot of respect for this woman in the sense that, Lonnie, you brought up something really interesting. She did not snitch.
Yes.
She did not come out the woodwork when Hillary was running for president to drag her down. Mm-hmm. She did not sell her story, you know, for a dollar to make Bill look bad. She put her head down and she chose the right vehicle and the right time and the right opportunity to finally come out and say her piece. And how many years? A lot of people are saying, why now? It's Monica's story, and she can do whatever she wants with it.
And what do you mean, why now? Because we're all going to watch it.
Yes!
The whole world is going to watch it, just like we're going to watch Just Like That, you know, even though everyone's not that excited about it. Like, this is something that has happened that has been tremendously salacious in pop culture in our history. This story is never going to die, and you're right, she should be able to own her story, and good for her for putting out things in the most authentic way. And I'm sure for her, coming from a place of therapy, she probably feels good to be like, I'm owning my... Yeah, okay, so yeah. I blew the president. We all know, big deal.
I know.
And I showed him my thong, and I was 23.
I just don't want to see the thong scene.
You can fast forward through that.
I want to see it.
But it's true. Like, you know, like, what if everyone would be enamored with the most powerful man in the entire world.
Yes.
That's what happens.
But Lonnie, I have a question for you because I know you have your fingers in everything. I see your little grubby hand.
Okay.
Being somebody who has produced a life story, I've seen the Lonnie Love story on Lifetime. People people are upset that she's a producer and says that this show is going to be one-sided.
Ugh.
Does that bother you at all?
No, it doesn't, because that's her story, and it's not going to be one-sided. She is sitting here, she's looking at each page of each script, reportedly, and she's producing it, and she needs to... And this is the thing, if it was going to be one-sided, she could have, you know, she's taking the risk by showing the thong.
Yeah.
Everything that's being reported, she says she wants to reenact it. So I think she's being fair. I think she's being honest. And she doesn't have anything to lose right now.
What if Bede Felstein got to wear the actual suit?
Oh, I wouldn't wear the actual dress.
I would do it.
Ew.
I would get all of it to character, boo. I would say bring Bill's old ass on set, too.
I don't...
Just like... But good for her. We finally get to see her side of the story. I think she did it well, and she wasn't a snitch, so I'll watch it.
I agree. Amazing. I'm excited to see it.
Legal's telling me to move on. Jonah Hill says he needed a break from Hollywood to get his life back on track. Jonah told GQ magazine he found himself running towards success instead of focusing on other areas of his life. He said he advanced professionally but felt behind personally. Mm. So he decided to hit pause on his flaming hot career years ago. I would have never done it. I just would have been a hermit, not giving a shit, but I would have cashed in. You don't get the career that Jonah Hill had for those amount of years.
Let me tell you, Joan Rivers, I was hanging out with her before she passed.
Drop that name.
Yes.
Drop that name.
Oh.
Because there's a purpose to the story.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me and she was giving me some advice. And she walked out her kitchen and she said... I'm doing it today. And she came back in. She said, I forgot to tell you one more thing. She said, never take a break in Hollywood. When Hollywood is ready to give you a break, they'll give you one. And I never forgot that. So when y'all say, you see her here, you see her there, you see her there, because Hollywood hasn't given me a break yet. But I'm on a different level than a Jonah Hill. So my thing is, for him, if you notice, he's going through a lot. He's going through his weight issues. He's going through, you know, acting. He's probably trying to go through relationship issues. And that's something different when you're totally working and you're working all of these movies. So he needed that time. So it really depends on what level you are in your career. I would say for you, don't ever take a break, Justin. You could take a break.
Oh my God.
No, but you know what? You're so right. Because Joan came out with that documentary, you remember it? Mm-hmm. Remember? And she said, and I remember this as well, she said, you can never say no to anything.
Yeah.
There's no job beneath you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm bitching about the Twitter video every day. Yeah. I'm not doing that video, Preston.
We're not even talking about just Hollywood. We're just talking about, you know, when I was an engineer, I'm like, I'm not taking a break. I mean, if you take a break, that's the weekends are for. That's the holidays are for.
Yeah, but Lonnie, let me ask you a question.
But we don't get holidays.
Lonnie, you don't think you're going to look back one day and say, damn, I wish I would have, like, pushed a 13-pound thing out of me and, like, want kids?
No. I think she's so, no. And I think that's so wonderful to just be like,
because I get nervous about that. I get nervous about what if one day I look back and I say, oh, I wasn't as much of a hoe in my 20s or my 30s as I should have been.
No, you don't need to worry about that.
No, you ain't got to worry about that.
You're good.
But if you want to worry about the children, go to a Dave & Buster's or a Chuck E. Cheese on a Saturday and sit in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
And you'll get over that.
You'll get over that real quick.
You'll get over that real
quick.
Also,
you can also have kids. It's not going to stop you.
No, but I feel like Lonnie in the sense where I don't want to have this career and say, oh, I don't want to leave my kids again. I don't want them to write a Mommy Dearest book. Like, I want to be present.
You can make it work. You can make it, especially in this job, you know, right? We do the mornings and then I'm with Ro all afternoon. Bath time, bottle time, solid food time now.
I don't have a husband.
But there are other things than just having, you could be kid stuff. You could be uncle to Ro. There are other people, there are other children. You could do Boys and Girls Club. There are other things also. You could travel. You could do a lot of, there's a lot of things. That's why you need to write lists of what you need to do. And you're at that age of what you need to do for your bucket list because you're coming up on it.
Yeah.
So write a list. And then when you look back on your life, you're fulfilled. You're not looking like him.
Ooh, that was a word from T.D. Jakes. Right over here. Up next, we have a celebrity chef here to show us how to make the ultimate breakfast sandwich. And I've got two words for you. Fried chicken.
Ooh, I want, of
you
course, I'm not in
watch
this
yourself.
One thing.
Ratchet.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I hope you're hungover because we're going to show you how to make the ultimate breakfast sandwich. Here with us today is TV personality and experience architect Jeremy Fall, everybody.
Jeremy!
We're going with experience architect again?
I love it.
Jeremy.
It's a whole experience.
Are you hungover?
I am. I'm still hungover.
I'm actually too.
We partied the other day.
We partied like 3 days ago in Napa safely. Vaccinated, everyone, we're all good, but...
Bougie.
But, yes, we're still hungover from 3 days ago, so this is perfect.
This is amazing.
Well, I love Mills Diner, I mean, because it's here in L.A. They always serve breakfast whenever you want it. You have all types of celebrity dishes, like the what is it?
Lana Del Rey has one.
Yes, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. He has a really healthy menu, so what are we going to make today?
All right, we're making what's called the J-Fall Boulevard. It's not the Experience Architect Boulevard, but it's the J-Fall Boulevard, which is a fried chicken sandwich. It's a mix of a fried chicken sandwich and a breakfast sandwich. So you have bacon cholula aioli, pickled onions, hash browns, fried chicken, cheese, tomato, and a potato roll.
And what's this right here again?
That's pickled onions.
Okay, look.
Oh, pickled
onions. I see fried
onions.
Chicken, so I just want to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
All right, make sure you look at the bottom bun first.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom bun, you're going to put bacon cholula aioli on both sides. And bacon cholula aioli is basically bacon fat, cholula, a little bit of mayo, actually a lot of mayo, smoked paprika and garlic. So make sure you do heavy on both sides.
I like my buns
on both sides.
Both sides.
And it's a brioche too.
It's a potato roll.
It's a potato roll.
Yeah. So, you know, I love fried chicken. I love breakfast. So I thought, why not? This is a perfect hangover.
Do you like toasted buns or not toasted buns?
For this, toasted. Sometimes not toasted. For burgers, usually I'm more of an untoasted guy.
Okay, let me just go ahead and point something out. This is crispy.
Yeah.
This chicken is crispy.
It's crispy.
If I see a chicken that's not crispy, I'm mad. How do you get your fried chicken this crispy?
I'm gonna be honest, you cook it longer.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Damn. I was waiting for like a secret recipe, some extra flour.
I mean, you know, the batter's important, but usually you just, you know, cook it a little longer, it'll cook more.
Well, nice. This looks like a perfect...
Make sure you don't forget that tip at home.
When you're hungover, you know how you need something? It looks like perfect.
Tomato on the bottom bun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Now put it on the bottom.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. Fried chicken on top.
Okay. How did you develop this?
You know, I'm born and raised in LA, right? So Mel's Diner, something that was like near and dear to me. My friend Colton, who's the owner, who inherited it from his grandfather, been friends for a while. We decided to, you know, kind of talk about doing something together. It was pretty natural. I'm a breakfast person. That's mainly what I'm known for. And I also love fried chicken. I actually own @FriedChicken on Instagram, by the way.
Wow.
So you're in the presence of royalty.
Oh, nice.
Don't freak out.
All right.
We decided to just, it just made sense. Throw some pickled onions on top.
Uh-huh. It's pretty.
And it's gorgeous.
Don't drop all the onions like I did. But put it. Oh, you guys are wait. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're hungry.
Oh, okay. You're hungry. You didn't put this in.
I didn't put the pig in, but I'm going to cut this thing in half.
The pig is what makes it.
I feel like this is.
Ta-da!
I don't know if you guys zoom in on this, but it's like. It's
this crazy. Looks absolutely amazing.
Look at that.
Yeah,
I made a fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Like that. How does it taste?
Well, you would know if you tried it.
I know. Okay.
Wait. How do you make sure you don't dry the chicken out when you cook it for so long?
Fantastic question. Brine the chicken. Brining basically think of it as almost like a marinade. Like you would brine a turkey for Thanksgiving. Usually it's like a vinegar solution, a little bit of sugar, salt, water, and it basically makes the meat tender, so when you cook it, there's moisture inside.
You guys, if you are in the LA area and you want to try this sandwich, make sure you stop by Mel's Diner. It is the bomb. Get extra aioli on it. Mm-mm. Jeremy Ball, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
You good for something.
Something.
Up next,
I don't know why, but something.
Why Britney Spears is calling her man an a-hole. Then we're digging into the secret life of Macaulay Culkin. You will not believe the receipts
Morgan
we dug
doing
up.
That part.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for your Hollywood Minute. Britney Spears wants everyone to know she's crazy for her boyfriend, Sam Asghari. She posted a tribute to him on IG, writing, "Not only has this cute a-hole been with me through the hardest years of my life, but he happens to be an extremely good cook." And Cher is sharing the love for her ex, Val Kilmer. She told People they fell in love in the early 80s when he was 22 and she was in her 30s. Their friendship survived their breakup and Val's cancer diagnosis in 2015. And they've stayed friends for over 40 years. And Days of Our Lives just rolled out their trailer for Beyond Salem, and Lisa Rinna gets a little surprise.
We're going to find out who did this.
No one is going to stop me from getting it.
God helps those who help themselves.
That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Whoa! What the hell's going on?
So, who are you supposed to be?
And that is your Hollywood Minute. Macaulay Culkin was only 10 years old when he starred in Home Alone, and today he turns 41. So what's he been up to? We're digging into the secret life of Macaulay Culkin.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
Well, I'm just a regular kid that has, like, regular friends with regular Nintendo games. I like meeting new people and traveling a lot.
Can you believe that little boy is now 41 years old?
Most of the year, I'm just doing the movie. The other half of the year, I'm doing school and everything.
And now he's a father, too. He welcomed baby boy Dakota in April with partner Brenda Song.
Welcome to Bunny Ears.
Over the years, Macaulay has appeared occasionally in TV and movies, but his main focus lately has been online, creating the comedy website Bunny Ears.
This is my comedy brand. Where I'm in a bunch of videos, but I also curate a bunch of them. There's lots of fun stuff going on over here.
He's also been supporting his goddaughter Paris Jackson's acting dreams. He gave her audition advice for American Horror Stories, and it worked.
We can torment her and make sure she doesn't sleep at night for a very long time.
Now Macaulay is also joining the American Horror Story universe for season 10's double feature, his first major TV role in 5 years.
I'll give you 200 for taste.
No. He almost killed me last time. I took it too far, Belle.
It's the crystal meth you took. It got me overexcited.
Come on.
I'll give you 300.
Yeah, that chicken sandwich really
wow.
went down right.
That went down.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's the whole thing.
Damn.
Gone in 60 seconds.
That really was. You really did not come up for air.
Mm-mm. I wanted a Hollywood chicken sandwich.
Coming up, why Meghan and Harry's rift with the royal family could have been a lot worse. Mm. What we just learned next.
Ooh,
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
I just hung out with the bad girls of the new movie Queenpins, and of course I had to ask Kay Bell about the one of the biggest moments of her entire life, getting to interview the eighth wonder of the world.
Ooh.
Kay Bell actually has a new friend, and I don't know if she told you this, but Oprah Winfrey gave her 45 minutes of her time, and Oprah doesn't even give Stedman 45 minutes of her time. What was that about?
Look, I have room in my life for a lot of people, okay? I like strong women, I'm not gonna lie. And yes, getting to interview Oprah, I will say that my first, like I did like a week's worth of research, so I was like, you can't interview the interviewer and not be, have great questions. And the only two questions I could come up with was, do you like me and am I doing a good job?
So cute.
Oh my God, Justine, you actually interviewed Oprah. That was early in your E-days. Remember you were on that carpet?
That was one of my like literally first years here.
Yeah. How did you prepare for that interview?
Oh, I just had Jerry hold me up. Jerry put a mic stand right up my butt. So if I fell back, I just landed on the mic stand and got right back up. Honestly, that's all I wanted to do was just say one question and it would be fine.
Yep.
It went so well, she came back for a second round.
And how lovely was she, do you remember? Look at this. Look how nice she was.
Sung me happy birthday, came back.
She is so great. You know, that's the thing. She wants you to win. You know
what I mean? She really does.
She does. She wants everybody to win, so she'll help you out as much as she can.
Let me tell you something.
The
publicists, sometimes the publicists in Los Angeles are the hardest people to break through. And the publicist came up to me and she was like, you have 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes.
Yeah, they tell you.
They tell you 3 minutes.
I feel like 3 is long. I would have done it in a minute.
No. She was like, 3 minutes. Oprah comes up. The publicist gives me the 1 minute mark because they like wave the finger at you.
Right, right.
And she gave me the rap and Oprah did this.
Yes.
Like, shut up. Don't rap him. Like, she literally was like, nope, it's his birthday. We're going to sit here and we're going to sing him happy birthday.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. That's why Oprah's Oprah.
That's yeah. why,
that's
Oprah's
why
Oprah.
Oprah is Oprah. And what about Extra Dex, you being like, get me in this, get me in this.
Right?
She can't.
No, she's
trying. Is the blonde lady the publicist?
Yeah, it's the blonde lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got shut down.
Stressed out.
She got shut down.
She was like, yeah.
And she was the last person on the carpet. She gave everybody their moment with her. She knew the assignment, and she gave it to us.
And
look,
that's
look
why.
How she's having so much fun with you.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing.
No, we were
you
dancing.
Know,
what's the
and
point?
You go along with it. You are a really good interviewer. I think you don't give yourself enough credit.
Thank you.
You know, you are a good interviewer.
Thank you. I will say, I didn't
oh,
know
you what... were young back then.
I was a child. I didn't even
you
know.
You
look
this, the same.
This is my 29th birthday. This is the day before my 30th birthday.
Oh, it's the hair. You got more hair.
I've always said... Don't even play with the hair right now. Haven't I always said it should be longer?
Yeah.
I've always
I like longer
said
hair.
It should be longer.
All right, yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll yeah. discuss it. You guys, we'll have much more with Kristen and her Queen Pins co-stars coming up on Daily Pop. Now, keeping it with Oprah. You remember when Oprah did this Ooh. Thing with these British people and they told her that someone in that royal family made a racist comment about Archie's skin color?
Uh-oh.
Well, according to Page Six, an updated edition of the book Finding Freedom claims the couple almost revealed who that person was, but in the end, decided not to. Here's a quick reminder if you guys don't remember this.
And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
And
who is having that conversation with you? What?
That conversation I'm never going to share.
Oprah said, who said that?
Yeah. She was speechless.
She and Harry was like, I am not going here right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk
do you
about this, Megan.
It was the right choice for them not to say who the person was.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's some things you just keep in the family.
And
I think, yeah.
I agree. I just think it's...
If you had the nuts to ask me about my child's skin color in private, you'd be going to talk about it in public, too.
This whole thing was just sad in a lot of ways.
It was.
It really was very, as much as we love to gossip and be like, oh, my God, the whole thing was just.
For sure. I also think that he was in a place where he really didn't know which way to step.
He doesn't know what day of the week it is, I feel, right now.
I'm especially, like, yes, it was a hurricane. They were in a tornado.
Yeah, for a long
and
time.
And you could tell the minute it came out of her mouth that she was like, this is something I cannot put back in the cage.
No, 100%. Yeah, no. I just think, look, it's one of those. But also, you know, if you're going to open that up, you should probably finish it with this is what happened. But I definitely think they wanted to keep some of it.
Just for the fun of it.
I don't know. This
Who
whole
do you think it was?
Well, I do a lot of research on the royals. I've watched The Prince twice.
The Prince is...
If I had to say anybody... And you know what? I'm not even going to guesstimate because that is a not Kate.
Don't go down that.
Allegedly.
Don't go down.
Allegedly.
I don't think... Allegedly, I think it was maybe Charles had like a brain fart.
And do you think he was like... genuinely saying, like, what's the deal with this?
No, I probably think he was
because
probably...
people, this is the thing. I agree with probably your sentiment is that they talk about it in private and then it slips out publicly in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the public. I'm talking about, like, they're at the dinner or whatever. And they're like, I wonder, you know, we were wondering, like, no, it's not good.
It's not good.
And the thing that I would have done was check that person right then and there. That's what she didn't say.
For sure.
You know, because it's like, you're okay to check that person, which makes me believe that it could have been, allegedly, it could have been Charles, because she probably felt like she didn't want to check
Well, him. She wasn't there, right? Because the conversation was with Harry and whoever this other person was. So she heard about it after from in a third party.
But I'm saying, if he told her, I would have went and said, hey, don't talk about my baby. Don't talk about my baby.
We're
going to look at his ears, and we're going to find out what he looks like, but don't you worry about the skin color. I don't care. Once I found out, I would have been the type of person where I go and I check that person. Then that way, we don't have to publicly go and go, you know, this was said.
By the way, can you imagine Lonnie just going through Buckingham Palace, checking everybody?
She'll be there.
She'll be there at one point.
Because I can tell you it wasn't the queen.
Oh.
I watched The Crown. Queen wouldn't have said
Queen
nothing like that.
The Crown. I can't wait for The Crown.
Wait. Oh. Well, you guys, I can't wait for The Crown, but I also can't wait for next week because we actually have the author of Finding Freedom here on the show, Omid Scobie, next week on Daily Pop. So set your DVRs and that.
I wonder if they told. Yeah. Ooh, yes. Is that a he or she?
It's a he.
It's a he.
Ooh, I wonder if they told him.
Ooh, coming up.
Get it out of him.
He knows get out of him.
Kristen Stewart, stylist, is here, and she's giving us fashion tips on how to bring old clothes back to life. No, we are not doing that banana TikTok challenge. But you will need a banana later on in the show. But have you guys seen the new poster for Spencer?
Yep.
It starts Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana, and we hear it's going to be amazing. But her stylist is here with us right now, Tara Swinnen. Please give it up for her.
Hi, guys.
We were just talking about how K-Stew's style is always on point.
Always.
It's always edgy.
And we're not saying that because you're here either.
Thank you.
We talk about her all the time.
She's amazing.
She's a chameleon. She's an amazing client to have, I must say.
She definitely, I feel like her style is definitely a little bit more on the edgy, cool side.
Yeah.
What is it like picking out those clothes? Like, how do you guys, what's the process of that?
I mean, at this point, I've been working with her for about 14 years.
Crazy.
So she's like family. She's my baby sister.
Aww.
And so we've got a vibe now,
right.
You know? But the cool thing about it is that there's been an evolution, you know, for
yep.
two decades almost now. And it's just really nice. Every time we try and do something a little different,
yep.
a little fresh. And so we'll see what happens on this press tour. It's going to be exciting.
Ooh. I cannot wait.
I hit on her one time.
You hit on her?
Oh, it was crazy.
Amazing. And she was like, no, thank you.
No, she was like, well, call me. And I was like, oh, yes, girl, I'm
okay.
gonna call you. All right, now today you are gonna show us some hacks to bring old clothes back to life.
Yes.
Can we show us what you're gonna do with this pair of jeans?
Yes. So, you know, the trend right now in denim is, of course, leaning into the vintage vibes, mm-hmm. like we were talking about.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the greatest tools that you can use is sandpaper, which, of course, you can find in your house. All you do is you lie your pair of jeans flat, you know, on a countertop, and then you just literally rub them back and forth until you get, you know, you achieve the level of distress that you want. Sometimes I like to mix and match, you know, where it is on the actual pant.
Well, yeah, you don't want it to be too symmetrical because that's cheesy. You want
exactly.
it to be cool and look like it happened naturally.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, you know, another tool is, of course, cutting them up. So, you know, you can put holes in them. You can literally take the hem off and then, of course, use the sandpaper to fray the edges.
Wow.
Of course, when you throw it in the wash, it's going to continue to do so. So remember that.
Ooh.
But you literally do it like this, couple minutes. I've been doing this on music videos for years.
This is so,
and
this is how you avoid spending $400 on jeans.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
You know, if you can repurpose it in that way, you can also, you know, don't even stop at the hem. You can cut them into Bermudas. You
yes.
can make them into hot shorts for next summer.
Ooh, I
feel like
so
jean
give
shorts
them a new
are
life.
Always better than buying jean shorts.
Yes, I agree, actually.
But how do you know where to cut them? How do you know where to cut the Daisy Duke?
It depends where you want them, right?
Try it on. Yeah, I mean, I literally would say use a permanent marker, figure out, go low, of course, to start. And then if you want them higher, you just gradually keep doing it until you reach that level of, you know.
Then you're in a thong.
Appropriateness.
Then you're in a jean thong.
I want to look like Sweetie in mine,
no.
like Megan Thee Stallion. All right, this is my problem. When I buy a pair of expensive shoes, no matter how careful I am, they always end up looking like this.
Yes.
Tragic.
Yes.
So how do I bring my whites back?
So it's actually really easy, and you can do it with items that you find around your house. The first thing you want to do is you want to remove the shoelaces. Just put them in some warm, soapy water. Let the dirt lift from that. Also, another fun option is, of course, using different colors. You know, just swap it up, give them a new vibe. I always love choosing really, really fun prints or, you know, just fun colors. Then what you can do is make a very simple solution with baking soda. You want to do 1 tablespoon baking soda, 1 tablespoon white vinegar,
Ooh.
And then 1 tablespoon hot water.
Wow.
You're going to mix it all together.
It's like a science project.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's definitely getting some filth
And
off.
Then you literally use a toothbrush, mix it together, and then use circular motions on your shoe, it'll literally start removing the dirt scum, lifting up everything you got there, and it'll give it some sheen. Now, of course, if you're in a pinch or, you know, you can't find these pieces, you know, at your house, a little sort of BTS styling trick is literally to use the inside of a banana.
Yeah,
no.
Justin was very curious about the banana. I was like, you're not doing that with the banana.
Yeah, so, you know, if you've got a last minute interview or you just forgot and your shoes are a wreck, you're going to want to take it off like this and then literally use the inside to just rub it, same thing, in a circular motion. Yeah. It's gonna brighten it up.
Help me.
Just
what am
like
I
that.
Don't have a...
Do my shoe, Morgan.
You got it.
No, do the, yes, do the shoot
so
with the banana.
It's so easy. It's so simple.
Do you believe this?
You know what?
I mean, listen, these are really great hacks to avoid spending amazing amounts of money right
this
now.
This is really helpful. Seriously.
It really is helpful.
Look at how it does
now, let me ask
dirt.
You this, because a lot of times Morgan has pit stains on her shirts, and I have
By the
to
way,
work
can I
with
tell you? Can I tell you, I swear to God, I would admit that never, ever. It doesn't happen to me. I have so many other issues, but that's not one of them. Thank you.
So how do we get the pit stains off a shirt?
So that's actually really
is
easy.
Is that a shirt or a rag?
Whose shirt is this? And why do
it
I have it?
It also needs a good steam. But the easiest way to do it is actually just using salt. If you put half a cup of salt in your wash with your laundry detergent, it has an amazing brightening effect. And here you have me doing it at my house in three steps. You can also use white vinegar, which has the same sort of brightening effect. Throw it in.
God.
I would suggest doing it from the get-go, right? You know, the idea is to have the longevity in your garment. So over time, detergents build up, and then that's what fades your clothes. So what you want to do is start doing that from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You can also turn your clothes inside out. You can wash them in cold water. There's all these little tricks just, you know,
And no dryer, right? You could. It's better to hang things, right?
Sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as a stylist, where do you find the best hand-me-downs?
That's a good question.
Oh, you know, honestly, I really recommend shopping for gently pre-owned clothes at secondhand stores.
Gently pre-owned.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been shopping secondhand since I was about this big, but now they have all these amazing online, you know, platforms such as Poshmark, Tradesy, RealReal, Rebag, and they have all the classics. They also have high-end designer goods at a fraction of the cost.
Right.
And I've partnered with a firm, which is a buy now, pay over time solution that you can use at these platforms, among many others, that allows you to spread the cost out over biweekly and monthly installments with no late fees. So you're shopping smart, you know you're not breaking the budget. And then, of course, I love promoting the idea of circularity. So try and sell one item from your wardrobe prior to purchasing another
totally.
One.
Totally, and then that avoids clutter.
Yes,
don't want clutter.
I live for that.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for being here.
So
we're
going to
be right back. I'm going to try to finish these shoes. Life happens, and sometimes you accidentally leave the house with a little something extra. Just ask Courtney Cox. Mm.
Just pulled into Warner Brothers and didn't realize I had this little number on, this little cutie. Surprised they let me in.
Can I just tell you, one day, I woke up without my alarm clock. I was so mad that I woke up a little late. My alarm didn't go off. I got dressed, brushed my teeth, took the boogers out of my eyes, drove here, got here, was mad that nobody else was here. Everyone was late. I was texting my makeup artist, like, where are you? It is 6:50. You are late. She literally texted back and said, it's Saturday. I got lit the night before, woke up in a panic, got my ass to work, ready to go.
I wouldn't recover from that. I would have needed to take 2 weeks off after.
I sat in the parking lot for at least 20 minutes.
You had to, like, stare out the window and talk to yourself about that. Yeah, no, that's rough.
I changed my drinking habits that night.
Ooh, that 5:40, 30.
On a Saturday, y'all.
On a Saturday. And I'm surprised they let her in, but no, I'm not surprised, because all you got to do is show your ID. Warner Brothers, the security, where's your ID? Where's your ID?
It's like the Burbank Airport, girl. You can just walk through
there. It's Courtney Cox. And also, like, how fresh is that face? Like, who cares? Like, right? She looks so good.
She was running late.
Oh, my God. Set your whole DVR. This Is Us star Chris Sullivan is here. Plus, we're hanging with Nicole Richie. Check out Nightly Pops at 11:30.